Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be talking about today encounters that we had at the summit that was up in Fort Mill, South Carolina, at where Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, is at, the Apostolic Hub. And you're going to be really encouraged. I mean, we're going to talk more about that. But also we have earlier you can go back and find this, but on the VFN Torch, you have all the prophecies that were given. But there was two dreams that was given, I believe, September 28th, actually recorded and put out. Maybe they came on the 27th from Rick Joyner, and he began to talk about them. Of course, that brought a lot of questions. and he took some time, Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, took some time to do some Q&A, and so we're going to have that for you today. So when you start hearing and seeing Rick Joyner today on today's program answering questions, he's answering questions, and you can go to VFN Torch to actually see the videos, but we'll make sure they're related links. So if you just go and see the questions being answered, you could scroll down a little bit, and you're going to be able to see the actual him sharing of the dreams. But one thing that he did address that Pat and I were talking about, that he talks about Southwest, 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 and all of a sudden there's like a Southeast thing in there, and you're like, did y'all hear that? And so that's going to be clarified, because it's talking about major crisis, and you'll find out. You got to stay tuned. But he says Southwest and Southeast, 48 states, martial law, preparation, how, you know, tendency, as Christians, we have tendency to take one scripture and use it everywhere like a rubber stamp versus it applied only to that context. That as Christians, you know, we need to respond. And we'll also be talking about prudent preparation. You know, all of our partners, don't forget, everything's available for you. Just go into the partner area. And you need to hear prudent preparation, because this is, you know, the Word of God says, a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it. A fool keeps going. And there's a lot of religious foolishness where people say, you know, God's going to take care of me. Mm-hmm. You say, well, you're standing in front of a bus, so I will see, but I doubt very seriously. You know, as a matter of fact, God talks about a fool over and over again.
Right.
And in Proverbs, and you think about this. If you call a police officer to your house, the reason why you call him to your house if you're being robbed, for example, he or she's going to show up with a gun, with force, and they're going to do something. And wouldn't it be something if the police officer just called you and said, you know, we're having faith that somehow that God's going to remove this burglar from your house? I mean, it just doesn't work like that.
No. Mm-hmm.
Although sometimes it does, but that's you know, we need to listen to prudent preparation. Ooh. And we'll be talking about a movie that was put out, a documentary by History Channel called After Armageddon or something like that.
Right.
And this is no way about Armageddon, but they did a study how people react when the power goes out or something, how they react under martial law, and you can learn a lot from it, because it is very amazingly accurate, and it'll help you, you know, get a plan. And you know, Jesus said, well, the Word of God says that a person who doesn't take care of his family is worse than an unbeliever.
Mm.
And part of it is pay attention, listen to, and we got it all for you right here at VFN TV and Daily Radio Program. This is all prophetic, and we just, you know, pass it along. We'll be sharing also about two prophetic dreams that came in addition to the ones that we had gotten. If it doesn't make it this program, it'll be in the next program, about how, you know, a Pastor Kachara Bradford out of Texas, Houston, Texas, on September 27th, same time that God is speaking to, you know, Rick Joyner about ISIS is in America and these different things going on, God's speaking to her very same thing. And some of the parts of that dream we'll be talking about is a day of reckoning is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And to that we're coming to your houses. And so we'll be talking about that. Now, I don't want you to produce fear over this program today. I want you just to understand God's telling us ahead of time so we can prepare, and God will take care of those who are His. Not those who say they're His, but those who are His. So it's time to really make a serious decision for God, and God speaks to those who are His. You can abide with Him, and we'll talk about that, and He'll begin to direct you. You need to get rightly related to a body of believers who tells you you're going to have to be a disciple. You're going to have to follow God. You're going to have to hear what God says. And they're not just itching your ears. They're challenging your heart and the ways of your life. And also, with that, one thing he's going to say in there to be ready for, that the life, martial law, why it's going to happen, he believes. He talks about various, you know, ways, and he's saying in detail, but one of those ways we've talked about the setup and different things going on, and And everybody's thinking, well, who's going to be over? Who's going to be head of the martial law?
Yeah, who's the marshal?
Who's the marshal? And we're going to be really surprised what he says, because if you listen carefully, it kind of lines up with, oh, didn't even think about that.
Ooh.
But it's encouraging, because if we pray now for the right marshal, then God can, I mean, use that particular person to turn everything back to this original state. We're going to go right into this Q&A session from Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, and understand that it's based off of two videos that you can see of the dreams that he gave. We just got back from spending some time with Rick Joyner up in Morningstar at the summit, and he shared some of that with us, but it's recorded to really help you out. And so he's answering questions based off those dreams. And so you can see those dreams. We've had them already on VFN TV, but they're available for you at the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com, and there'll be a related link to this post. But remember, don't allow it to stir a fear. Just say, hey, we need to prepare. We need to be prudent people to prepare for what's going on. And some of the brief aspects of that dream that was shared, that ISIS is already in America. You know, this is a dream now. This is happening, a prophetic dream. And he's saying it is going to happen, so it's not if. That so everybody's, many people are going to be so upset, they're going to blame the federal government for this happening, and then they're going to react to that. And the people to fear is nobody, but you know, the people that would do the worst damage would be more the radical right than even the left. And the people that are way out there, you know, like the Bubba Factor that doesn't operate within the law and the Constitution and tries to take things in their own hands. But either way, those are the Lord's. He protects them. He gives us wisdom. You know, he's been telling us we have wisdom to be able to share with you how to be prepared. And so he's answering those questions, even talks about 48 states would potentially try to secede from the union. The martial law will happen at the particular point. And so this is a question and answer to. I want you to go. We're gonna go right into this, and that is what you're listening to, a question and answer time from Rick Joyner from a prophetic dream that he was given, and you can see that dream at vfntv.com.
Welcome to Prophetic Perspectives on Current Events. I hope you caught our last show. We talked about all the things we're going to be doing to be prepared for these times. There'll be a whole lot more on that subject in future programs and bulletins and all kinds of resource material we're going to be putting out. But I want to interject a program that just deals with some of the major questions that have been coming in. Questions some of you've had by watching our previous programs and especially the one on the attack across our southern border. Got huge response on that thing. That was massive. You know, it's a little bit disappointing to me, though. I mean, I'm happy it really seemed to create a wake-up call. It's still being distributed. I get here almost every day of people saying they're sending it to everybody on their email list, and it's still going out there. It was a clear warning. It was specific. It was from the Lord. This is going to happen. I'll be saying a whole lot more about it. I believe I've gotten a whole lot more from the Lord about that. I had one night when I had five dreams about ISIS in one night, one right after the other. I kept waking up, and you know, God has all these things under control. We don't have to worry about anything. All we have to do is keep our eyes on the Lord. We can walk on the waters like Peter did, walk on the stormy seas. But I'll be covering a whole lot more than that. Many of you have asked for some detail. So I'm going to answer some of the questions that have been coming in lately. And on this program, before we do more and go on further, but it said, one of them, the first one was, I said there's a plague of terror spreading throughout the southeast like a plague. Now, that was a misstatement. I meant to say southwest. Everything I saw was in the southwest. But I did at one point in that program misstate and say southeast instead of southwest. So most of you got that. Only one person ever that I know of called in with that. But it was southwest. But I believe the terrorist attack on America is going to be all over America, even though the main thing I was shown in that dream was along our southwestern border, especially focusing on Texas. Okay? The other one was, Will I be sharing this dream with federal employees, border and state border state governments, etc.? Trust me, it went there. I heard from so many people on so many levels, and but I will share what the Lord shows me with everyone that will listen. But I have not specifically made appointments with government and people or anything, but if they want to talk to me, I always do, and I share with them everything I can that I believe would be helpful for them to do their job. Now, another question was on the timing of this. How does it fit with the other prophetic words going around from that August prophetic conference in California? I'm not familiar with the August prophetic conference in California, so I don't know what words went out from that. But the only thing I got on this was that the border, if it is not secured by New Year's of this year, if we've not made taken decisive action, now I'm not saying it will be fully secure by then, but if we have not taken decisive action, as far as our government is concerned, to secure our southern border, that this is going to happen. What I saw in that dream will happen. So right now, I'm praying for our government leaders to wake up and secure our southern border. Doesn't mean stopping immigration. Just means fixing the situation. It means controlling those that we allow to immigrate and keep out the terrorists who are coming across our border every day with plans to do harm to America and Americans. That's happening every day. And I think it was the worst dereliction of duty maybe in the history of any leadership of our country, in our history, to let this continue to happen on our southern border without securing our borders. Our whole country is being opened wide to the worst kind of devastation, and those leaders will be held accountable by this country when that starts to happen. You wait and see. What I saw in that dream is going to come to pass. My prayer is they wake up, do their duty, secure our borders. It's fundamental to defending a country is securing its borders. Doesn't mean you close them. You secure them so you control who comes across those borders. They're good people. And I tell you, we have been majorly blessed by the Mexicans that have come across, even the illegals. And I believe they wouldn't be illegal. They don't want to be illegal. It's just the system is so broken. You know, to go through the regular process, we got neighbors here who have sought to come here to work from Canada. After 10 years, they still have not gotten their green cards. 10 years. And they should have gone to Mexico and walked across the border. They say, I immigrated from Mexico. And they've got, you know, illegal immigrants right now, I think, have more rights than citizens in America. But the Mexican people, the Hispanic people, have been a major blessing to our country. Going way back to the incredible, you know, blessing that the Cubans were, who came over from Cuba, and what they have done in South Florida. And of course, there are gangs, there are problems. There's that with every people group. You got bad people in every people group. But in general, the Hispanics and the Mexicans have come across are awesome people, incredibly hard workers. Just want to take care of their families, just want to, you know, support their families, and they are really good people. We need to let in the good people. We need to keep out the bad people. Right now, we're just opening the floodgates to anyone, and a lot of bad people are taking advantage of that. And there's going to be a terrible price to pay for that. Now, next question. I mentioned the key of joy that we can all have, but never mention how we access it. I did mention it. You just missed it. How can you explain how we access the key of joy? I did explain it in that program, but it was by focusing on the joy of the Lord, on the Lord having joy. When I set my heart to see the Lord, His joy, His pleasure. We were created for His pleasure, not our own pleasure. And when I set my heart, said, I am going to live to see, to bring Him joy every day, to do the things in Scripture that say, bring Him joy. He says, the prayer of the upright is his delight. Just praying can bring the Lord joy. There are other things we can do. You know, I believe there's a revelation in how the in what the fathers of the faith said. They're a reflection of the Father. What did John say? He says, I have no greater joy than this, to see my children walking in truth. And I believe walking in truth brings our Father in heaven incredible joy. But anyway, it was when I set my heart, I'm going to live to bring the Lord joy, that he said that was the key to eternal joy. It's the joy of the Lord, not our joy, that is our strength. Now, when we're bringing him joy, I believe we're going to receive the greatest joy of all, because we were created to bring him pleasure. We will have, never have a greater fulfillment than when we're doing what we were created for, bringing him pleasure. So that is the key. I hope you could understand that. Now, the next question. Recently, in various bulletins, urgent warnings on the TV prophetic perspectives, I mentioned the possible implementation of martial law, and they put this in parentheses, temporary rule by military authorities in America. In that context, he has asked the question, who will be the marshal, but he never explains what sort of marshal is he referring to, or what that marshal's connection is with the implementation of martial law in America. Now, this is something I started prophesying because I believe I was shown it in 1987, that martial law was going to come to America, to the United States of America. We would experience martial law. Now, hope, as they infer here, it's a temporary thing. I believe it can be and should be. But I know, as I talked about before, when we set up our Katrina disaster response, POD, point of distribution down there on the Gulf Coast, we first got down there, there was anarchy. Gangs were ruling. It was terrible and really dangerous. When the martial law was implemented, and we did live under martial law down there for a period, when martial law was implemented, everybody was so thankful for the Army when they came. The National Guard, they brought order. These gangs disappeared, and they brought peace and set up. But it was a temporary thing until the government, I mean, the police departments were gone. There was no other order, no other force there. Now, I believe America is going to experience that kind of thing. What causes it? You know, it could be a number of things. I felt that I saw it tied to an economic collapse. By the way, which some are saying we're not going to get through 2015 without a bigger shaking than we had in 2008. I think it is definitely on the radar screen. But I think now's the time, if we're going to go through this, that we start praying for the right kind of marshal. What would be the right kind of marshal? Not a dictator. We don't want somebody infatuated with themselves and they're a narcissistic person who thinks they have the answer to everything when they don't have much wisdom for anything. I believe we need to pray for a marshal who deeply, deeply is committed to liberty and freedom. Deeply committed to our Constitution and the restoration of our republic on the Constitution. And I believe that's possible if we will turn to the Lord. He will give us the right marshal. He will give us a righteous marshal who doesn't want that job, not trying to take authority and power. They'll do it as a servant would do it. But it's not something they're seeking and esteem and even want. But they do it as a duty, and they see it as their duty to restore the republic and restore it on its constitutional grounds. That our Constitution has been trashed. Very few things that are being done in America today are constitutional. Major things are being done that are unconstitutional and in direct conflict with our Constitution. and our top leaders are doing it, and they're flaunting it, and they're just pushing out further and further all the time. So who's going to rise up? You know, there will be a time when I think there's no choice but the military. The military, last thing military leaders want is martial law. That's one of the scariest things in the world for them. They are made, they're built, they're force made to fight foreign wars, foreign enemies. They're not made for domestic, you know, situations like that. When it happens, it will be essential, though. It will be necessary. And I'm saying when, not if. So, let's pray for the right marshal. Now, here's another question. I saw the 101st Airborne sticker on your laptop, and I was wondering if you served with them. And this person, here it is right here. No, I did not. I was in the Navy, not the Army. I bought this in Normandy when I was over there a couple of years ago with some of my family, and we toured all the battlefields. I love the Eagle, but I love the Airborne, the 101st Airborne. I put it on there partially to honor and recognize them and appreciate the incredible, fighting force that the 101st Airborne was. They were the point, they really were the point of the spear in World War, in the European War and World War II, and just been an amazing thing. So I did put it on there partially to honor them, partially because I like the Eagle, and I want to remember the sacrifice at Normandy by all of our troops. Okay, here's another question. Why don't you discuss George Soros and his role in the coming economic collapse? And I don't know that much about his. I've read a lot of things superficially, but I'm not an authority on George Soros. I have not studied him very much. I know some things, but besides, even if I did know a lot, I only share what I feel like I'm being prompted by the Lord to share. I've got some information and knowledge about a lot of things I probably never share. I think having that general knowledge is helpful, but on these programs, I try to restrict it to what I really feel the Lord wants me to share with you here. And I just, that's not something the Lord said, I want you to share about George Soros. I wouldn't until he said that. Okay, here's one. How does one prepare for the hard times, the end times? If we prepare by having a supply of food, water, weapons, does that mean that I am not trusting my Heavenly Father for my needs? Now, that's a great question. It's worthy of not just a whole program, but probably many programs. Sure, many are in conflict. But let me ask you this. If you had a garden and you grew food because you wanted to eat and you wanted to feed your family, would that be not trusting the Lord? Not trusting the Lord will just deliver food to your house? No. You know, the Holy Spirit is the helper, not the doer. And the key is, though, that we don't do these things in fear, but in faith. You know, Joseph was responding by the revelation of the Lord to help Egypt prepare for the coming famine so that they were prepared, so that people didn't have to starve. And we see others, who did things to help God's people be prepared for the coming times. But I think I think most are being very foolish, and they're living actually more by a distorted fear when they don't prepare right. Now, I say this, you know, to prepare for ourselves and our families is so fundamental that Paul the Apostle wrote in Scripture that those who do not take care of their own households, or provide for their own households, are worse than unbelievers. That's what he said. You're worse than an unbeliever if you don't provide for your own household. So that's number one. We will provide for our households. And I believe that encompasses for any situation that we're aware of or whatever, we are going to think of our own households and family and be prepared. Now, well, can't the Lord provide for us like he did Elijah? This is one of the dumbest things Christians do. And I'm not trying to be insulting, but there's weird theology out there, and it is weird, where we will take one scripture that is the exception and is an exception to the entire weight of scripture, and we'll build a doctrine on that one scripture. I think twice in scripture, the Lord said, stand, watch my salvation. I'll take care of this enemy for you. Twice. This is about, I don't know how many dozens and dozens of times when he required his people to fight. But what do Christians tend to build their theology? I'm going to stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Well, I have seen so many Christians suffer terrible and needless defeats because of that kind of foolishness. Well, isn't it in Scripture? Lord said, stand and see the salvation. Yeah, he said that to them there. To all the rest, he said this. Fight. So, to me it is, because the exception is there, we're always open to it. And if the Lord clearly speaks to you, and I wouldn't accept this as an impression. I mean, where I have absolute clear revelation where the Lord says, you don't have to provide for yourself. I'll take care of that. I'll take care of you there. It's loud and clear. You know it was the Lord. Then I think you're disobedient to try to provide. No, trust the Lord. If you don't get that loud and clear, I tell you, you're going to be worse than the heathen when things unfold. You're going to be a worse burden than the heathen are, than the unbelievers are, because you should have been ready. You should have been a part of the answer. Instead, you're just a part of the burden that is on everybody else that's going to have to try to take care of you, when you should be taking care of the unbelievers yourself and reaping the harvest. It's my opinion. So if you don't hear something straight from heaven, it is not a lack of faith to prepare. It's wisdom. If you understand the times. Why do you tell us to understand the times? Why do you make such an issue of knowing the times if we're not going to use that knowledge to be prepared for the times? Anyway, here's another one about the marshals. Your recent dream was fascinating, holds a lot of clues for us. I was wondering about what you said about martial law. Are you saying martial law with marshals or sheriffs? Are you talking about martial law where the Constitution is suspended, the president is in charge with the armed forces of the United States to maintain control? You know, their martial law has manifested in many different ways in history, in different countries, in different places. And it doesn't mean the president's in charge. We may not have a president at that time. Something could have happened to take out our president, could have taken out Washington, D.C. A lot of things could happen that would require the military to exercise authority and control, at least for a period of time. You know, I think if we have continued in our present course in rebelling against God, turning away from God, that this martial law could be it could be long term. It could be, we could come under the worst forms of tyranny in all of history, the most oppressive tyranny. That is a potential. We have the apparatus in place right now with all of our, you know, intelligence gathering. Every phone call is monitored. You know, we have an apparatus for monitoring and controlling virtually every person, every American citizen, that is far beyond what was envisioned in 1984, the other books, Animal Farm, things like that. It's like nobody conceived of this, and it really could be implemented and used to control and, I believe, bring about a worse form of tyranny than the world's ever experienced. I believe we're going to have a revival in America. I believe we're going to have an awakening. I have evidence from above that God's not going to abandon us that way. We may experience that for a short period of time, but America's, we know the Lord. We know where grace has come from. May have abandoned him and turned from him like Israel did many times, but every time they turned back to God, he turned to them and helped them, sent them deliverers. And I hope that we turn back to God before some of the utter devastation and discipline is required in much of our country and much of what we have. It's much better if we turn to him now. But I believe even under the worst circumstance, Americans are going to turn to the Lord, and he's going to hear, and he's going to save us. And I believe our republic is going to be preserved. Whether we go through martial law for a period, for a long period, short period, whatever, the ultimate conclusion is going to be a restoration of our republic on the Constitution. And really, I think when we come out the other end, we're not going to trash the Constitution like we have been, or just disregarding it and doing many things that everybody calls constitutional but are in actual conflict with the Constitution. Now, so we don't know what form. I don't know. We know in part, we see in part, and we prophesy in part. I get a lot of letters critical for saying, well, you give all this revelation, but you don't tell us what to do. I do a lot of, I think I have shared a lot about what we can do, but I don't believe I'm the ultimate source of what we can do. You know, when I get things prophetically, I believe I'm expecting others to interpret it maybe and see some interpretations that I don't see. I'm believing pastors and other leaders to be able to take both the revelation and the interpretation and then apply it correctly. That's their part more than my part. I will give you what I see and what I get. And I do always seek the Lord for understanding and what we shall do. But there are a lot of prophecies I give out. I don't know what to do. I believe there are others that is their part. We all see in part, we know in part, and we prophesy in part, it says. So I don't want to go beyond the parts that I have, but I'm going to give you everything I have now. But I know this, it's time to get ready. These things are upon us now. They are unfolding. I think we have a pretty good track record of being accurate with our warnings. And these you're going to know for sure that, yeah, this was true. And I don't know to what degree everything will be fulfilled. I'm hoping most of it doesn't have to be fulfilled. Because I believe if you repent and you turn to the Lord, a lot of things that are, this is where we're headed, this is the scheme of the devil, I believe a lot of those schemes can be thwarted. That's my ultimate hope right now. But I will be spending a whole lot more time in the future talking about preparation. I am going to discuss some in finances, in property and all kinds of other things, as I believe the Lord has given me some wisdom or insight to share those things. So these will be coming out in future prophetic perspectives. You'll see them on our conferences. We'll have them as resources. We're going to be teaching these things as major parts of our schools. You can get courses from Morningstar Online that we're just ramping up right now. So we're going to be making every kind of resource available to help the body of Christ be prepared for these times. But as I've been saying for decades now, I believe my whole Christian life I've been saying this since I was a new believer, and this is one of the early revelations I got. If we're going to abide in the Lord, walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we will have koinonia with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, will cleanse us from all sin. We cannot be rightly joined to the head without also being rightly joined to his body, the church. find your place in his body. It's one of the most critical things you can do. There can be people in your local body that are going to have wisdom, they're going to have direct, they're going to have all kinds of things that you don't have to be ready for the times. We need one another. You're not going to be able to get it all from us. For your local area, you're going to need to be connected to your body in that area. And a lot of you say, well, I don't have a body. There's no church I can connect to around here. That's going to change. The church is going to change radically. We're going to see the franchises, those which aren't really churches, but just franchises, they're going to be disappearing pretty soon. They are not going to last through what's coming. But real living churches, the church is going to come forth and be manifest. Because one of the main things that is going on planet Earth right now is far more important than all these other things we've been discussing, is the Lord is preparing a bride for himself. And she's going to make herself ready. It's going to start coming together. And you want to be a part of it. You're going to wait for her to get her act together before you join up with her. It'll be too late. You'll be way too far behind to fit in with her at that time. If you don't go through the process, purification and everything else she's going through, all the hard times, you're not going to fit in. There will not be a place for you when she finally gets to that place that you're looking for. Go through the process and help her get there. Find your place in his body. Thank you.
We've just been hearing a Q&A session from a prophetic warning given by Rick Joyner, and more details can be found out on the VFN Torch. Some of the things he talked about is the present-day franchise format, mm-hmm. or the life, church life. Many of that that's happened today won't survive what's about to come, because it's just very simple. If you look in the Word of God, we're called to be love each other. We're called to live our lives together.
Right.
We're called to lay down our lives for each other. And we don't even know what we're each of us going through if we're in some sort of, you know, McDonald's type viewpoint of the church. So I want to encourage you, get rightly related to a body of believers who's walking in Koinonia. Begin to abide. Go to iabide.org and get you a plan today. It's iabide.org, and begin to spend time with God. Go to Multiply Movement and begin a discipleship journey with God. Become a true disciple of Jesus Christ, and God's going to lead you. He's going to lead you into all truth. You can see a pattern of God. A pattern of all creation. You know, God blesses men. Men sin. God, that men suffer the consequences of our sin. Then God redeems us. And it's over and over mm-hmm. and over again. But we go through times of discipline for what has happened. But God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. But some of the things he talked about was, you know, we talk about, you know, the joy of the Lord is my strength. You hear people singing this song, and people think if I'm just happy, then everything's okay. But it's the Lord's joy.
That's right.
And the joy God has, how we bring joy to Jesus is obeying Jesus. Have a whole heart, be a disciple of Jesus. And but he also said, you know, some things to do is pray for the southern border. Pray for that we have a godly, you know, caring marshal over this martial law situation that's coming. Begin to pray now, because that person can turn. He said that Washington might not even be there in regards to this prophetic dream that he had. Turning back the nation to its original intent could possibly be what's happening. Our leaders will be held accountable for what they've done to our nation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's some of the things that was said to him. We have until the end of 2014, they do, to be able to seal our borders and do what's right. If don't, then, you know, it's going to be huge consequences. The Holy Spirit is our helper, not our doer. I mean, he empowers us to do the work. And so we have to get busy and go, you know, all of our partners, become a partner today. It's very simple. Go to vfntv.com and just become a partner. It tells you how to do that. We have so many meaty teachings there for you, but one is prudent preparation. Prophetic warnings are there. How to be able to respond to what's going on, but you need to be able to prepare. At the very same night that the Lord was downloading this prophetic dream to Rick Joyner about America, but also you heard him say specifically Texas and the Southwest, Kechara Bradford was hearing from the Lord also in a prophetic dream. And in this dream, she's in Texas hearing the dream about Texas when God's speaking to Rick, with potentially he's in South Carolina hearing about what's going to happen. And this is what she said briefly. that I was driving along like a parade was happening. Everybody was having a great time. She went to take a left turn or a turn, and then she saw that they put a blockade in front of that road, and so she had to make a decision. What do I do with this particular point? Then suddenly at that point, she heard, this is the dream, that then over a loudspeaker, a man's voice began talking in a slight accent. The faces outside my car who were in the parade and all that went from excited to fearful. Mm. I mean, think about that. You know, it reminds me of them partying and stuff, and all of a sudden a hand shows up on the wall. And this is what the voice said. Return to your homes. Stay inside. We will come door to door to ask where your allegiance lies. The day of reckoning has come. She goes on to say, and I could hear screams, and there was a sound of gunshots being fired in the air. It sounded like automatic rifles were being fired into the crowd and gathering. I knew people were going to die. Listen, we've been warning for quite some time. We've been preparing. And right now, there's still a window of time to prepare. This is going to happen. It looks like it's pretty much going to happen. But in that, we're going to see a great revival, an awakening happen. Some of the things that was said at the summit, and we'll talk more about that in the next program. It's going to be very, encouraging. Some things we're going to share in the next program. Prepare for a thousand, build for a thousand years. Mm. Because this harvest is going to be coming in. It could be 1,000 people a week coming in to your healthy church life expression. Not the franchise viewpoint of, but what I'm saying, you love God. I mean, think about how can you ingest 1,000 believers? Begin to prepare. One way to do that is say, you know what? Souls being saved. How can I become a disciple myself? How can somebody who's not a disciple make a disciple? And Jesus commanded us to be a disciple and go make disciples of the nations. And that word means ethnos, the people, all of us. And so we have a plan for you at iabide.org and Multiply Movements there to help you out as well. And in that, not only build for 1,000 years to get a vision for the long-term vision of what God's doing here, but understand that you can begin to adjust yourself and position yourself like Jehoshaphat did, and understand no matter how dark it gets, that the light and the glory of God is over you as a believer, and people are going to come to you. The question is, are you ready to answer them? Are you ready to give an account? Are you ready to tell them who you are? And if somebody did knock on your door, why would you ever be fearful of telling somebody who your allegiance, who's your allegiance to?
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's to Jesus Christ. If you are a Christian, you should have no problem with that.
That's right.
If you have a problem with that, you need to become a Christian. You do that by making Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. We shared about our testimonies, how we did that at meetmyfather.org. Listen, you've got to meet our Father through His Son, Jesus Christ. Today, your allegiance needs to be truly for Jesus Christ. God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.